look where we find ourselves. Exactly halfway through the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Midday Show. I have been looking forward to this day. Oh, it's been about exactly 2 months since today. We had Nautical Front in here a couple of months back. Learned about them for the first time. And then, oh my God, I've been following them ever since. They've been, if you haven't caught them live, The Hangar, Brick by Brick, La Santa, there's a ton of places to catch them. And we will, of course, be speaking with them in a few minutes. Right now, we are the beneficiaries of a brand new song that's coming out that you will hear first, for the very first time right here, coming up in this set. The song is I'm Mortal, but right now we're going to kick off with It's All Right. So please welcome once again back. We're happy to have them, Nautical Front.
Baby, do I have you on your knees, crawling on the floor back? Tell me, oh darling, can you hear the sirens loud from the ambulance? It's alright, I don't need you anymore. You little beggar on the floor. It was all. Darling, can you feel yourself fade away into the abyss of my memory? Whoa. Out of my heart, out of my mind, I think it's time that we say. Is that you? I'm here and now, begging me to restore your crown. It was all wrong, but now it's all right. It's all right. It was all wrong, but now it's all right. It's all right. I don't need you anymore. You little pig on the floor. It was all wrong, but now it's all right. It's all right, yeah. It was all wrong, but now it's all right. It's all right. It was all wrong, but now it's all right. It's all right. I don't need you anymore. You little paper on the floor. It was. come in pieces, a shattered travesty of what I used to be. Seeds planted deep within are now uprooted. A past of pain healed. It's overgrown. Out of control. Hands in hand we walk. Fingers intertwined. My conscious mind and my subconscious ground. What was I before? Come before I storm. A part of what I'm doomed to boil over. It's overgrown. Out of control. It's overgrown. What a control. The tools within that an obligation. In the great hall where the tapestries began. Erroneous commands. Trembling. It's overgrown. Going wrong.
Hello, hello there, everyone in Laguna, KXFM. If you're just tuning in, we're here on Mornings with Ed, and we are here at KXFM. Thank you for everyone for having us here. We're Nautical Front. Those last couple of songs we played are called It's All Right and Overgrown. We are especially excited today because not only are we in KXFM, not only are we going to be at the OC Fair today in the hangar at 4:15 p.m., we also released a new song today. It's called Immortal, and it goes a little bit like this.
My love for her will be the death of me. My love for her will be the death of me. Standing out on a ledge, a precipice of my sanity. Leave it to gravity to find my destiny, so as to not desecrate the sanctity of this beautiful. It can never be enough to be without her. Would be too much to take for my fragile state. Oh. I think I'm going crazy, 'cause I don't know if I could ever live without you. Maybe, maybe I can find a way where I don't have to. Don't think twice, I'm giving for sick and thoughts to bloom. A romantic woman's semantics. For immortal souls at stake, I say what I mean what I say. If
Yeah, that's how it's done. Nautical Front, John, Cameron, Chad, Alex, and Chris. Three songs in our live room. They absolutely killed it here this morning. We're going to bring them in for a conversation. And I want to talk about that last song that you just heard. Brand new. You heard it here for the very first time. I'm Mortal. So coming back on the other side, Nautical Front. All right, so I got to tell you, after a good session of lovemaking, you get all out of breath and sweaty and stuff, and you don't know what's happening. You're a little on the dazed side, and that's kind of how I'm feeling right now after hearing that set. An amazing set of songs. I can't thank these guys enough for being here. John, Cameron, Chad, Alex, and Chris, they are Nautical Front. The last song we heard was the brand spanking new, I'm Mortal. Welcome, guys. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having us back.
Oh, yeah.
And you're the best.
A big hand for that set, man. Thank that you, was
Ed.
Amazing.
Thank it's, you, Ed. Yeah. You're the guy.
No, you're the guy, man. I appreciate that. Today is exactly 2 months since the last time you were here.
I know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It feels like
yesterday.
And much like that making love reference I just made, man, we've been together now for 2 months. It's our anniversary.
It's getting semi-serious.
I was listening to the other episode in the car on the way here.
Right.
And we weren't sure of when we were going to release I'm Mortal, and look at us here.
Oh, dude, right here. And we feel so fortunate. And yeah, so while the set is going, I'd never answer the phones anyway, but while the set was going, they're going crazy. So the listeners were digging it clearly. And thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of the radio station for allowing us to be the first ones to hear that, man. It's you.
We only charged you double.
Well, we really appreciate that. Tell me about I'm Mortal. Tell us about the song that we're releasing today.
It's a love song, I guess, with a little bit more of a sinister. I don't want to say sinister. That's kind of heavy, but a little bit darker twist.
A little cynical.
Yeah. And the whole thing just kind of came about. I was just messing around on guitar, and I was listening to like a lot of Pixies at the time, that kind of simple power chord rock. And then I brought it to them and we finished it and we really combed over every inch of that song and went over it a million times. And yeah, the music's all there. It's a great song. And then lyrically, it was just about love and also, you know, kind of, I went with the premise of what if there's a person out there, this character that, simple turns of phrase we say, like, this will be the death of me. What if they take those turns of phrase literally? Right. And that just kind of ended up happening.
Right. And you said a little darker.
Yeah.
I sensed a little hope there somehow. Is there? Am I crazy, or was I the only one that senses any hope there?
It depends on which character you are in that
depends
song.
On what you're hoping for.
Yeah. It's... Well, maybe the next song will be a little bit more.
I like this one the way it was, man.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed songs that seem like very boppy and upbeat, but with a little bit more of a heavy lyric, I guess.
Right. So when you're writing something, when you're writing these types of lyrics, and then you think, all right, well, I'm dropping this music to it. This is the music that needs to go with it. How does that marriage happen? How does that marriage between music and lyrics happen for you?
Well, when I started writing songs, I'm a writer first, so I've always, you know, had an affinity for writing. Right. And then, so at first I started writing lyrics first, and then gradually these days it's now the music that kind of dictates where it goes, and it's different every time. I mean, sometimes it'll be really hard trying to chisel that block of marble into something.
Right.
Good, and other times it just really happens, and this one was a little bit of both at certain moments.
Right. John was telling me earlier, the key is the drumming.
honestly, you're probably not.
You're not dancing to Cameron. You're dancing to me.
Yeah.
Give him the drummer some.
No, that was outstanding.
This is a certified bop. He brought that riff to me, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
60s.
Yeah. I kind of got that vibe. Yeah. So on the drums, by the way, I noticed you're doing all kinds of acrobatics with the sticks. What happens if you drop a stick, man?
Oh my goodness.
Are you blowing it for everybody else?
You know, I have sticks all around me within reach at the ready.
Right.
Today I was using a pair of the black drumsticks,
right.
And when there's a coat on it, it tends to be attract sweat a little more, so
a little more slippery
today. Right. And it's years of just, you know, you see the gunslingers, you know, with their guns and stuff. They practice right. that years and years. And for me, I'm just years and years of flipping the sticks, watching cartoons yeah. and stuff, you know?
Well, the entire band, and we're talking about 10:30 in the morning, you know, the entire band puts on a show, even here in the live room, man. It's a show. So I can't wait till this afternoon over at the hangar at the fairgrounds. First time performing at the fair?
Not at the fair, but in the hangar stage. It'll be our first time there, right. which we're super excited about.
All right. How long of a set are we getting?
40 minutes, right?
Yeah, 40
right.
minutes.
All right. Yeah,
we'll have some room to spread our legs and spread out for a little bit.
Right. All right. Tell me about Shame.
Shame?
Shame.
Shame was our single we released back in February.
Right.
And then we released the kind of a redux version of it that's a little bit shorter in April. And then when we came back to you in June, that was our newest single at the time. Right. And that one's a little bit more about dealing with mental health and right. being in a dark place and things like that. And I guess if you could draw the through line that all of these songs are a little bit about mental health in a way, or both I'm Mortal and Shame are a little bit about mental health. And, you know, in Shame, you feel like you're losing in your mind, and then in I'm Mortal, you know, baby, I'm going crazy.
Right.
So it's all kind of ties back with that theme of mental health. So you could say they're related in that way.
Was that a conscious decision on your part?
No, actually, the one who brought up that idea to me and kind of noticed that was Chad. Chad said, you know, these could, you know, if you look hard enough, they could all be, you know, a cohesive story.
Right.
So, yeah, Chad noticed that, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not to give any spoilers, but there is a third song.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know when it's going to release? I'm not going to give any more details, but it ties into that mental health theme. So be on the lookout for that.
So Chad is not only the most polite guy in the band, he's also the biggest mysterian in the band. He lays the mystery out for us, and then all of a sudden, man.
I don't know, man. They were getting mad at me the other day because I was dropping spoilers for Better Call Saul. I'm not that mysterious.
Oh, yeah, don't say anything else. Yeah,
my girlfriend blocked his number. She's like, you can't be spoiling this stuff for me anymore.
Yeah, so
shout out to Madeline.
I'm only 4 episodes deep into the last season, so, man.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
really good. Okay, it's going to get better and five,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we know that it's an earlier work, but I was really, really struck by It's All Right. And
I think if there's one song that if we could associate our band with one song of ours, that's probably it. I would say that's our thesis, because that was the first thing we wrote together. It was the first song on our EP. It felt kind of like a way with that EP. It's like, okay, this is the first chapter of whatever legacy we create, and It's All Right, I think, perfectly encapsulates everything we're about.
Right. And I think that the songs we heard today, the three we heard today, plus Shame, videos for these. I'm thinking, are we shooting videos? Have we shot videos?
Yeah. Right now, music videos have always been a thing we're slow to move on, but we're working now. We're in the process of getting one done for the new song, I'm Mortal.
Okay.
And I'm super excited about that one because, again, tying into being a tad on the insane side,
right.
where I think it'll be fun to indulge in that for a music video.
And when you shoot a video, let's say you're shooting, would you want to shoot for more than one song? Would you want to take that opportunity with the production company and shoot for more than one song?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It just takes some money, though. So not a GoFundMe. Figuring that part out.
LLC.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start you a GoFundMe page or something.
Like I said, with the songs, with It's All Right, with Shame, with I'm Mortal.
Right.
He has a way with words.
Right. Do you already have the mental image of what the videos look like before you even consider the video?
Yeah, because we knew we wanted to get a video out for I'm Mortal, especially
because
it, you know, it's just a catchy song
at
its core. So we really wanted to put an image to that. And with that, you always have to kind of be careful because, you know, you don't want people to just remember a song based off the image of the video.
Right.
So, but we were tossing around ideas and we finally came up with one, and, you know, everyone loved it. So now that's what we're moving forward with. So to answer your question, yeah, there is a visual that we have in mind.
That absolutely is brilliant there, because the cars and Drive, the song Drive, the what you get in the image is the girl crying against the wall and who's going to drive you home. So beautiful to think of it that way. So we're at the hangar today, this afternoon, tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and where else are we going to be here soon?
Our next show after the hangar.
Yeah.
We are going to be taking a drive down to Alex's parts over here in San Diego.
Okay.
At Brick by Brick.
Right.
And that will be on August 27th, correct? August 27th. And then after that, we'll be back up here in the OC at a place called La Santa in Santa Ana. And that is on September 2nd.
Okay. And Alex, you still got family in San Diego?
I do, yeah, Carlsbad area.
All right, so it's like a home trip for you. Does everyone come over for dinner, and is that the deal?
I'm trying to convince them to, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'd like your mom to cook me a home-cooked meal. That'd be great.
Yeah, there's nothing better, yeah. There's nothing better than a home-cooked meal.
In the morning, Alex and I will go for a surf, and then we'll eat some food and play the show.
Right on. I'm going to ask Chad this. Am I letting the cat out of the bag now if I tell everybody there will be merch available eventually?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thanks to our buddy Anthony here, who's helped us design a lot of it.
All right.
We have our manager.
You can't see him, but Anthony, our manager, is in here. He's waving to everybody.
Everybody give it up for Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah, Anthony, give it
we're,
up.
We're in the process of, we obviously sell our merch at shows, but we know, obviously, sometimes people just can't make it to a show, so we are in the process of getting our online shop set up, and that'll probably be done at some point next week, so... If you're looking for nautical front merch, visit our... Everything we do is essentially off of our website on Bandcamp and Instagram. You can find it off Instagram, too. But our Instagram is at Nautical Front Official, all one word. And then our Bandcamp is, you know, bandcamp.com/nauticalfrontofficial, where you can find merch, everything we're doing, updates, etc.
Let's take this opportunity and embarrass Anthony for a second.
Because that's always a good idea.
Because not just for the first time you guys were here 2 months ago, but for this time as well, so detail-oriented. There's a lot of bands that roll through here that you don't get the detail, you don't get that follow-up, you don't get that text back, you know, whatever. You get it all with this guy. How important is he to this band?
Oh, he's the most important. He pushes us to the point of, you know, we get upset with him, but it all comes from a place of love.
He's a pain in the butt in a good way.
He's designed our merch. He's helped us make posters. Right. He's helped us book shows. He's the man.
He screams through the window. 2 minutes.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
He screams from the window. 2 minutes makes.
Look at him.
You can even see him headbanging out here while we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've seen Ed hurting a bunch of musicians. Is like trying to herd a bunch of, I don't know, name a crazy animal. Cats. Yeah.
All right, places.
Hurting
people,
a bunch of cats.
Yeah, exactly. Places everyone. Places exactly.
He plays the drums for me, actually.
Yeah, that was Anthony. So Chad asked the question as soon as you guys were done and walked out the door. We were all out of breath. Chad asked the question. He says, "Was that a little heavy for?" No, that was absolutely perfect.
I just wasn't sure. Like, we played an acoustic set last time, so I wasn't sure if Laguna Beach likes that more like calm vibe. But if you like harder rock, guys,
that's how we
listening.
Roll. That's how we roll here, man. We roll with you guys.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now we got something for everybody on here.
That's so. Right. Right on. All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you guys again. Looking forward, certainly, to seeing you today at the fair, at the hangar. And don't lose touch with us. Whatever you do, man. Whenever you need something, whatever you want, don't lose touch with us, all right?
We'll be back. We're going to move in here at some point.
All right. And before we go, Chris hasn't said anything yet.
He's the strong silent
type. So, Chris, let's talk for just a second, you and me. While I'm setting this up, I'm actually going to stall for a little time. You're going to help me stall here.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that when you're in the live room and you're working, everyone else can roll around. You're consistently tuning your guitar. You're consistently trying to get that perfect, that sweet spot. Is that what's happening while you're in there preparing?
Chad's the one tuning every song.
Those Gibsons, man.
Gibsons.
I have locking tuner, so I'm good.
he was getting the perfect tone.
Chris is not only a great guitarist and phenomenal musician, but he's writing the majority of the newer material, and it sounds great. And he has his own riffs and stuff. And wherever he goes in life, he's always going to do amazing. We're very lucky to have Chris.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I got to do a top of the hour thing here. As you guys are rolling out, I'm going to give the audience, if it's okay with you, I'm going to give them the studio version of Immortal.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to roll into a top of the hour, and then in about 3 or 4 minutes, they'll hear the studio version of Immortal.
Thank you so much, Ed.
I cannot thank you enough for letting us hear this set and specifically Immortal this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you.
Cameron, Chad, Alex, Chris, and John, they are Nautical Front. We are delighted to have had them here this morning. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
As I promised,